It's Wednesday, June 16th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. How is IT outsourcing going? The Supreme Court kicks back an important case about data and Microsoft's key language shift. This is the Business of Tech. Some good news for providers. Two-thirds of UK organizations expect to outsource at the same level or more over the next 2 years. Quoting Computer Weekly, in total, 65% of all respondents said they will continue to outsource at the same rate or will outsource more, with a third planning to increase their outsourcing, while only 16% said they'll outsource less. Two-thirds, at 66% of respondents to the survey said cost reduction was their number one driver for IT outsourcing, while increased scalability to business needs was cited as a reason by 56%, some 10% more than last year. Just over half, 51%, said IT outsourcing was seen as a means of enabling them to focus on their core business. They're happy, too. 89% of the relationships are being rated well. Cloud provider satisfaction is higher, though. They're at 96%. Despite that, a PwC survey says about half, 53% of companies, aren't realizing substantial value from cloud investments. That said, roughly 80% of technology products and services will be built by those who are not technology professionals by 2024, says Gartner. It added that the current total of business-led IT spend averages up to 36% of the total formal IT budget, and that technology providers are now finding themselves increasingly entering markets related to or in competition with non-technology providers. So why do we care? It's my story time. IT outsourcing is popular, will continue to grow, cloud providers are more popular, and there's more potential in those investments still to come, and the technology world will not be driven by IT professionals. Sounds like all the reasons to be moving into business outcomes to me. It's the context that matters. On their own, those data points about outsourcing could be taken as the good news. Things are going well. Celebrate. Instead, know that the landscape is changing too. The outsourced work is only a small piece of what technology is being developed and implemented, and you'd better adapt to change with that. Thinking about data some more, the Supreme Court has declined to take LinkedIn's case with HIQ Labs in a dispute about scraping data that's publicly accessible on the internet. The High Court has ordered the appeals court to hear the case again in light of its recent ruling. Pulling from Axios, LinkedIn argues that the upstart rival shouldn't be able to scrape public profiles on its site to gather the vast amount of information it provides on people's work history and other business-related data. A federal appeals had sided with HIQ, but Monday's ruling by the Supreme Court will send things back to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. Now, why do we care? Open questions about what is public information, what data brokers can do, and what mass scraping means are the debate here. We may not have a data privacy set of laws in the U.S., but we do in terms of case law. This one will determine some of who owns that data and what's public. That's why we care. I want to highlight a specific Microsoft story. Their CISO, Brett Arsenault, has outlined in an interview their change in approach to passwords. His key moment of success? Being cheered once at the company when he killed off the policy of changing passwords every 71 days. It was the only time he's ever been publicly cheered. I remember we had a motto to get MFA everywhere. In hindsight, that was the right security goal, but the wrong approach. Make this about the user outcome, so transition to, we want to eliminate passwords. But the words you use matter. It turned out that simple language shift changed the culture and the view of what we were trying to accomplish, he said. Today, 99.9% of our users don't enter the passwords in their environment, he added. Of note, only 18% of Microsoft's customers have enabled MFA. Now, why do we care? Talk about the use of language all the time. The key quote here, By changing the way they talked about the policy, everything shifted. The tech industry should focus on getting rid of passwords. That's something users can get behind, something security professionals can get behind. And that's doing something different. Think you know PC-Matic? Think again. PC-Matic is working with MSPs to deliver true zero trust, default deny endpoint security, allowing only trusted applications and blocking all the rest. A lightweight, simple to deploy, and easy to manage approach to application allow listing. Layering a default deny approach provides MSPs of all sizes the ability to focus again on prevention, and PC-Matic delivers this without impacting performance or efficiency. Find out more by visiting PCmatic.com/MSP and ask about their exclusive lead sharing program backed by a primetime national TV campaign. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. A happy birthday to my lovely bride on her milestone birthday. She may not necessarily listen to this, but that doesn't mean I'm not wishing her a happy birthday. I will talk to you again tomorrow.